Welcome to Everything is Messy, the podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm someone who loves to create content, products, and services to help others level up in business and in life. I even wrote a book about it, and now I have a store. Everything is Messy is a one-stop shop for women who want it and deserve it all. From personal development to productivity, podcasting and publishing, small business strategies to entrepreneurship, and so much more. Tune in every week to enjoy this one-of-a-kind podcast experience and hear fun, fearless, and focused conversations from myself and my incredible guests, from trending topics to stories of resilience and all things business. And let's not forget about a few of my favorites: mindset, healthy recipes, and organizing tips. These episodes are created to get you to where you want to be right now. The purpose of the show is to motivate you, inspire you, and prove to you that anything is possible if you just put in the work. So grab your favorite notebook and pen, because it's time to get organized and turn those dreams of yours into reality. I'm living proof that manifesting and visualizing and having a never give up attitude work. And now it's my job to help you achieve your goals by doing the same, or just to provide some laughs along the way. I'm so glad you are here. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Everything is Messy podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman, and today is the day I can finally share what I have been teasing for many weeks now. So I'm sitting here with my iced coffee. Can you hear that? I don't do anything unless I have my delicious iced coffee in hand. And I'm so thrilled to share my partnership with Super Coffee. Nobody guessed it, which I'm so surprised, because I've been posting their product online for over a year now. And I am obsessed with coffee. I grew up making coffee in my family's bagel shop. I am a coffee connoisseur. Let's just rewind to my decade of travel for work. I am so high maintenance with my coffee situation. Like, when I used to drink Starbucks, which I absolutely hate Starbucks, by the way, if you didn't know that, I actually can't even like sit there and work on my computer. Like, I just cannot stand the smell of their coffee. I don't know why. And in an emergency situation, then yes, I would have it. But I just don't like their beans. I don't like their grounds. I don't like the sugars. I don't like any of it. So anyway, back in the day when I used to travel for work, when I was on my peppermint coffee and didn't realize how bad sugar was for you, I would drink my peppermint syrup. I would have it in two different Ziplocs. And then when I was in Costa Rica, I would always have them then send me to my P.O. box in Fort Lauderdale my instant coffee that was so good. I would have the yellow Pilon brick that's delish. And I would always find coffee on my travels and have them always send it to my P.O. boxes, because I was working overseas, so I'd always need to be replenished, you know? So that's just my history with coffee. When I was traveling before COVID happened, I had my coffee situation down to a T, and it saved my highlights from like 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, where I was on a constant search for coffee that was plant-based and that was instant and that I could bring with me. Enter Super Coffee. Now, here's the deal. I have been wanting to work with this company for so long, and I have the best gift for you guys. But first, I want to share with you how well and how researched and just overall as a company Super Coffee is. They were on Shark Tank. They have a lot of investors now, and they started with one brother couldn't focus, and he was wanting to get a healthy drink that would keep him fueled up for his studies. So now the three brothers are involved, and I think they're in their 30s. I don't want to say their age, but I just love a good story. And I say it all the time, like whenever I go into stores, which is my happy place, I always research like how companies started. And I love this story. I love that I can talk about it. I love that I like truly love their product. I've been drinking it every single day. And it's a process when I come home, because normally I would buy it at my local Sprouts and I get dark roast and vanilla. And this is on my TikTok. It's on my Instagram. I've been talking about it forever. And I literally take the 12 pounds. I need 12 pounds of coffee, which is actually about to get delivered any minute, which I will be sharing on something else at the end of the episode. So stay tuned for that. But I take each bag, the dark roast and the vanilla, those are the grounds. I mix them in a huge bowl and then I portion them out so that when I do my 10 tablespoons rather than 12 because it's extra caffeinated, sometimes I do the 12, but usually I'll do 12 and use some for my espresso cubes that I make. But I usually do 5 tablespoons of the dark roast, 5 tablespoons of the vanilla. But nobody has time to do all that. So I dump it in a bowl and then I portion it out. That way I can just scoop away and make my life easier, right? So that's my favorite concoction. That's what I like to drink. But they also have ready to drink. They have pods. They have creamers. They have plant-based products. They have delicious espresso. And the best part is that it's all organic. It has L-theanine in it and it has vitamins in it, antioxidants that help with clarity and keeps you focused. I used to take L-theanine supplements that I've talked about on the show so many times. I no longer take them because I drink super coffee. It also has MCT oil. There's no added sugars. A lot of them are sweetened with monk fruit, which is a natural sweetener. And the plant-based products are so good. And they even have a subscription service and free shipping for certain circumstances that if you wanted to just like constantly replenish. So I am so excited to finally announce this. I have been waiting weeks and weeks and weeks. So today is the day I have partnered up with Super Coffee. And for you, you get 15% off. You guys, that's huge. So all you need to do is go to drinksupercoffee.com. The link will be in the show notes and enter Super Kelly. SuperKelly. That is the code that will get you 15% off and most likely free shipping, depending on how much you order. But everybody always gets free shipping. You'll see when you get it to your cart. So I am so excited. I can finally announce this and I'm going to be doing a giveaway, so many giveaways with my apparel, my home and kitchen decor and office items that I've created in the Everything is Messy collection, the coffee, of course. I'm going to be working with some other companies that I've partnered up with to do holiday giveaways throughout this 2021 holiday season. I'm so excited. Skincare, coffee, apparel, I mean, you name it, it's going to be there. So in order to get that news first, please make sure you sign up for my email list on everythingismessy.com. You can also go to KellyanneGorman.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter. That is the only way you're going to find out. Now, into today's show. This is going to be a very different episode because I haven't really done like a daily audio vlog lately. And today is the day that I need to because unless I post it on the internet, most likely my Instagram stories, and you're friends with me, you will never understand the shit that happens to me in my life because I don't. It's just like, why? Why me? I don't know. I don't put this energy out. I don't, like, the universe isn't sending me things for a reason. Like, I don't understand it. Like, I just, this is just my life. And I have the craziest fucking stories. I could go on and on. I mean, let's just not even talk about my 20s and 30s. But as you noticed by the title, Breaking Up with Barstow, you're probably like, what the hell does that even mean? So here is the story. So San Diego to Vegas is about a 5-hour drive. Mid-stop, people usually, you know, if you want to stop halfway, go to the bathroom, get a drink, whatever, snack, you usually stop in Barstow, California. And this has always been my halfway mark from when I lived in Vegas and I would always come to San Diego and visit my friends or vice versa. So many things have happened to me in Barstow, not by choice, but it's always fucking Barstow. So here's just a few. So, and this started, well, when I lived in Vegas and I was coming here, so that was like 2012, 2013. Wait, is that right? Yeah, 2012, 2013, 2014, like all these years driving back and forth. So many things have happened. So I've had 3 fibroid surgeries, and without going into like graphic details, it was so bad. I like basically passed out while I was driving, and I like for a split second, I woke up and I saw big H. So I had to get off the highway and I went to the hospital and I had to spend the night. Twice, another time, I got a screw. This is driving again from Vegas to LA. I got this massive screw in my tire And I was so stressed out. I was driving. I was going to do makeup for the Golden Globes. And I was, like, nervous. And I had already been, like, paid and tipped and everything in full. So I was like, why is this happening? And I had to get a rental. And the story with that is I love my Fountain Diet Cokes. I know it's so bad, but that's just, like, my one thing that I love every now and then. And there was a Circle K. And if you're into ice cubes like myself, Circle K has, like, the little Chick-fil-A nugget ice, like tiny little pellets. So I go there to get my Fountain Diet Coke because there was a ton of traffic. And I stopped somewhere in Bar. So it was not the regular. I usually stop at the same exact exit. So these stories are like a couple different exits, actually. But they're all fucking Barstow. So I'm never stopping there again. So I get off the highway, go to Circle K. As soon as I park right in front, I hear like this hissing sound. And I get out and I'm like, is somebody filling up their tires? But I was too close to the store and that was like around the corner. My tires were deflating so fast. Tire, just one tire, my front right. And the gentleman next to me was like, ma'am, your tire is like almost on the ground. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you serious? And I'm hysterically crying. Like, why is this happening? I have this huge Golden Globes job. Like, what is going on in my life? Like, why? What did I do to deserve this? I turn around. I call a couple of my friends. I'm hysterically crying. I turn around and I look up. First, I looked at the sky and I'm like, why? Why now? You know? And then I look across the street and I see Kelly Tires. I'm like, is this a fucking joke? So I go, it's a Saturday because the Globes are always Sunday. It's a Saturday. I'm going the day before, but I had like all these events the night before and I had to do like friends makeup and like all these other things. So, and like attend the party. So I go to Kelly Tires. Somebody helped me push my car. Like, I don't know how to do these things, but I learn on the spot. I'm very good when it comes to being resourceful and just figuring shit out when there's no other options. Like, I'm really good when it comes to circumstances like this. So this guy and I are pushing my car to, it's like literally diagonal. Like, you could throw a rock, but you got to throw it like really hard for it to like hit the place. But it was that close. So we go and he's like, it's a 3.5 hour wait. I'm like, and then we close and I'm like, okay, so what are you saying? Like, are you saying you can't help me? Or are you saying I'm going to wait 3.5 hours? He's like, the next appointment's 3.5 hours, but then we're closed. I'm like, well, I'm going to wait because I know someone has to cancel or something's going to happen. Like, and I don't have any other choices. So it's either you or I'm sleeping here. Like, I was so stressed out. I'm hysterically crying. These people are like, did someone just die? No, I got a tire. Screw my tire. So I ended up getting the tire fixed. Everything was fine. I was on my merry little way and I got to my hotel room at like 10 o'clock at night. It was fucking torture. But I got the tire fixed and I still have the screw to this day. It was so big. So that's one story. Another time I was, when I had moved back here from Vegas, I was traveling like pre-COVID and there was this massive dust storm. And I started driving in the middle of the desert and you literally could not see. It was like worse than a hurricane, worse than a snowstorm I've driven in and worse than Miami downpours. And it was a dust storm. I've never experienced this in my life. There's just shit flying all over the fucking desert on the highways, hitting cars. Like, it felt like hurricane winds, but it was dust. It was fucking disgusting. And I couldn't drive. I couldn't see. So I had to stay over in Barstow. I tried so hard to push and like keep going. And then I was like, there's these mountains that are so high and then you're in the desert and you can't see. I've driven through whiteouts with fog. Like, you literally couldn't see. I hyperventilated. I had a panic attack. Thank God I had my CBD oil. It was insane. So I had to stay in Barstow over the night. And now, this past weekend. So, this is why I'm officially breaking up with Barstow, because I cannot take the stress and the anxiety that this damn place gives me anymore. And I don't know why it always happens to me in Barstow. And so, I was on my way. Okay, we'll rewind. So, I have been waiting years to see Celine Dion in concert. years. And when I lived in Vegas for 6 years, I was always sick. Something always happened. And my best friend Zobie and I were going to go. And I could never go. Something always fucking happened. So then when she announced her new residency with Resorts World, I was able to go, and the tickets were like super close in front. It was opening night, and this was supposed to be Friday, November 5th. I spent the most amount of money I've ever paid for a concert ticket, and it's worth every fucking penny to see Celine Dion. So rewind to now a couple weeks ago. I woke up. I went on my phone on Instagram like right away, and that's something I never ever do. I rolled over. I went on Instagram. And boom, Celine Dion's post. Residency, the entire residency canceled. Not postponed, canceled. So I like basically cried the whole day. If you follow me online, that was the day I redid my entire office area. I couldn't believe this was happening. And she was having muscle spasms in her throat and like things were happening. It could just be like COVID, but I was like, oh my God, I hope she's like okay, because she canceled like the whole thing. So then I canceled my Vegas trip, and then I've been dealing with this like colonoscopy situation and my gallbladder surgery situation, which I'll share like, I don't know, in a couple weeks what's going on with that. But the last few episodes I mentioned a couple things, but that's like what's happening with that. So I have been in pain. I've been in the hospital, like dealing with my health. I'm like, why is this happening? So I said, well, that's kind of ironic and crazy. Like, I'm in the hospital the week I'm supposed to be at Celine. Like, again, I'm sick and I still can't see her. Ooh, I'm talking so fast. I'm so excited. I have hiccups. Sorry, guys. So that would have sucked if I couldn't see her and I paid the money. Like, I would have been so bummed. But she had already canceled. So I'm like, this is so strange that, like, now I'm sick and I had to cancel my Vegas trip. So I felt a little bit better the last few days, like, leading up to last weekend. And then I had, like, FOMO, like, oh my God, these dogs are so loud. Oh my God. So I wanted to surprise my friend. And I knew that he was leaving Saturday morning for work. So I bang out all of my work the Thursday night. And, like, I woke up super early Friday morning. And I headed to Vegas to surprise him. We were going to go to dinner. And I didn't look at his social media. I just knew in my head, like, I only have Friday night. Like, I have to be there to be like, surprise, we're going out. And that was it. So I stop in Barstow halfway. And then I get out of the car and I went to the Extra Mile instead of the Shell because they have better ice cubes. And silly me, I forgot that's all closed up. Like, closed shop, no nugget, like, no little ice cubes for you. Your dreams are now crushed. You now have to get a Diet Coke from the freaking fridge. That is awful. If you have any friends or you yourself love a fountain Diet Coke or a fountain soda every now and then, like, it's all about the cubes. You need the best ice cubes. So I forgot because of COVID, all these gas stations, everything is shut down. So my dreams were crushed. I had to get a Diet Coke in a plastic bottle. I mean, it was all right. It did what it needed to do, but it's just not the same. So I stopped to the Extra Mile because they had better ice, and then turns out I couldn't even get one cube, so that's fine. So when I got off the exit, I heard this, like, scratching, and I'm like, what the hell is the sound? Like, what is that? And I'm like, if I just got a fucking flat tire in Barstow, I'm going to lose my shit. So I get out of the car, I check every single tire, I'm on my hands and knees. By the way, let me just mention this. I'm in a white lace dress with very light jeans on, like, cuffed in the bottom, my baby pink APLs that are freshly cleaned, and I'm in full glam lashes the whole nine, okay? This is what I look like, because I'm ready to go out. I had to dress, get dressed and, like, be ready so I could surprise my friend, and we're, like, ready to go out. And so, and it took me, I knew it was going to take a little bit more than 5 hours just in case of traffic, so, because I left late, so I check all my tires. They're fine. I go inside. I get my damn Diet Coke. I got a snack. I come back and there's something under the front of my car. And I only saw it because I walked out of the door of the Extra Mile and my car was like right in front. And I'm like, what is that black thing? And it looks like at first, you know, a piece of like the tire that always comes off those huge trucks. And there's a million trucks on this drive. So I go to like kick it off and I'm like, oh my God. that's like piece of my car. That's a piece of my car. That's what was making this scraping noise, scratching. I couldn't figure out what the fuck it was. So again, in all full glam and my white lace glory, I sit on the stoop. There's cars on the right and left of me, and they're like staring at me like, what are you doing? And then I start to gather an audience. So I'm under my car trying to figure out like what the fuck just happened, literally under my car. And I realize the front of my car, the plastic underneath, came down. Like I literally hit something and it like took it down, but I did not hit a thing. Now, what I'm thinking now, what has happened to my vehicle is that where I live, you know, or wherever you go, they have like the little cement blocks where you pull in and park. Well, my car is really low. So when I pull up, sometimes I pull up over it. So then when I reverse, it scratches. So maybe I just did that so many times that it just made it come down. It's still a fucking mystery. I have no idea. So now I'm like, okay, so I can't get this. And by the way, it fell down, but it was backwards because it dropped. And then when I drove, like, I didn't even hit anything on the highway. I seriously have no idea. Like, I don't know. So I had to put my body underneath my vehicle in the middle of a gas station. Now there's more men standing and staring and their wives. And it was like a fiasco. And I looked at a group of guys and they're literally staring at me. And I'm like, do you guys want a project? Like, do you want to help me? Or do you want to like film this and put it on your TikTok? Like, what is happening? So three of them came over to help me. Thank God. And then two of them left because they couldn't figure it out. Meanwhile, I have no idea about cars. Granted, I worked in luxury vehicles for a long time, but like the mechanics part of it, like I'm not really familiar, but I do have a lot of fucking common sense. So I just figured it out. I got under my car. There was one other gentleman that stayed to help me. And we just tried to figure out like how we could fix this so that I could continue driving. And so the first option was he was going to go to his car. He's like, let me just wait for my wife to like unlock the vehicle. I can cut this off, but like, you're going to have to like replace it because it covers the coolant or something. And I'm like, okay, I just need to like get to Vegas. And so I'm like, I really don't want to cut that off because then eventually I'm going to have to like rebuy it. And so I'm like, it has to come back up somehow. Like maybe we can tie it. So I go underneath my car. I'm like using the force of my legs like no other. And I pull the, using like my instep, I like shove my leg under there, like half my body's under there. I use my instep to pull the plastic piece forward. And it's super fucking heavy. It's like super thick plastic. And it is the length of my whole vehicle. So it's like a massive piece. So I throw my leg under, grab it with my instep and just like pull it forward. And I popped it so it came to me. And that's what I wanted to see if we could put it back up. But one of the clips that holds it was like gone. So I'm like, well, maybe we just tie one side. I don't know. So then I'm like feeling, now I have to like reverse engineer the process like in my brain for me to figure out like how the fuck is this thing going to stay up? He's like, well, we can tie it, like, you know, and I'm like, I need to go underneath. And like, so then I take my phone and I'm filming, like I make a video with my camera to film underneath the car. And then I took my phone back out and I look at it, which this is a really good trick, by the way. I forget who showed me this. But then I can watch the video and I can see what the underneath of my car looks like without like my head going under there. So I make myself my little video. I figure out there's these like little grooves and you can pop it back in, but it wouldn't stay up. So then once we figured that out, the one guy that stayed to help me was on his side and he's like, okay, I got my side in. I'm like, okay, just hold yours. Let me pop mine back in. And then when I got mine, his came out and then we had to deal with that. And then finally it stayed. And then one piece was still hanging, but it was the part that I must have hit and it bent it all the way backwards. But it was okay to drive. And he's like, well, it might come off. And I'm like, no, I can't have that. Like, what if it goes flying into somebody's car and they get into an accident? Like, I can't have that. And so he's like, let me look on my side again. And I'm like, okay, you look at my side and I'll look at yours. Like, let's double check each other's work. So we did that. And then it was good to go. We fixed it. So then I didn't drive my car all weekend. I had to go to Goodyear on Monday because now I have like fucking anxiety, like driving home. I'm going to get stuck in the middle of the desert. Like, no one's going to be there to help me, and I won't have the force, like, to do both sides of my car, like, alone to put this fucking piece back up. So I go to Goodyear, and they're like, oh, wow, whoever did it like this, whoever fixed it did a good job. Like, we just put something to secure it. So apparently now I found my new calling, like, car mechanics. Like, I'm really good at putting pieces of plastic back together. So I felt fine. Everything's fine. You don't even need to go to your dealership anymore. Like, you're good to go. Well, the other night, I fucking did it again. I ran over the cement block. I didn't run over. It's just, like, where I park. Like, I just pull up right up to the spot. And now I need to not pull up all the way because I can't go anywhere near this cement block because it scratches and it makes it come down again. So sure enough, yesterday morning, it was all the way down. And I was able to pop it back up. But I'm like, this is going to flop down on the highway. Like, I don't want to cause an accident. So I go to the dealership, and then they couldn't help me, but they referred me to a small business, which I went to today, and I'm going to talk to you about their business, because they're amazing, in the next episode. But I went, and he put some screws for me this morning, and now it's good to go. Eventually, I'm going to have to order the part, but, like, right now, I don't really need to, but he's just getting me the pricing, and then I'll probably just do it, like, in a couple weeks. I don't know. It's not, like, it's probably going to be, like, $1,000, and it's really more, like, cosmetic, so I can't just wait, but still, like, my car is in immaculate shape, and that's the way I'd like to keep it, so I would really like to get that piece, but it's also, like, $1,000 just for a piece of plastic. It's so insane. But there's another part that we realized today that fixes, like, it goes all the way up to the front hood, like, we had the hood open, and it was, like, this whole thing. So, long story short, that happened to me in Barstow. And I also missed my friend because he ended up leaving on Friday because Celine was canceled. And I didn't even look to think, like, I didn't think to look at his stories. So I had missed him either way. Like, he left in the morning or early afternoon, so I missed him. And then I missed him again on Monday. So I owe him, like, three meals. But I was so bummed. Like, I had to get back. I had a meeting. I had doctor's appointments. And then I was like, now I just need to get back. And then the drive home was, like, horrendous. It was, like, 6 hours and whatever. So that is why I'm breaking up with Barstow. I cannot have another situation happen to me in this damn city. And if you live in Barstow, if you have friends in Barstow, that's okay. It's just my personal story that I'm sharing and why I have to break up with this town, this city, whatever. Because I just can't, like, handle any more issues. So coming home, I drove straight past. I was like, peace the F out. Like, I'm no longer stopping here. You no longer can have my money. Like, I'm done with you. So that is my little audio vlog for you, because I've never really done, well, I haven't done one of these stories in a really long time, but, like, this is seriously the shit that happens to me every single day. Like, something always happens. So I call my friends. I'm like, you're never going to believe what happened. They're like, it's always Barstow. I'm like, I know. So this is literally, like, the fifth or sixth time. But that is my crazy ass story. And on the next episode, like I just mentioned, I cannot wait to share with you the business that is helping me, because they were so nice. And you know how I feel about service. Service is key. And speaking about service, have you seen my holiday collection yet? Because all of my programs, products, services, all the apparel, merchandise, all of it is 20% off right now, plus free shipping. All you need to do is head to everythingismessy.com, enter the code HOLIDAY20 at checkout. You receive, again, 20% off, free shipping, and that goes for everything. So all my business, LinkedIn, podcasting, schools, courses, development, you name it, 20% off. Now, if you're interested in earning a little bit of some extra holiday cash, I have something really exciting for you. I actually just put this out in my newsletter yesterday. I decided to increase the commission for my affiliate program. So if you're new to this, all you need to do is just sign up on everythingismessy.com, or again, you can go to kellyannegorman.com. All the links of what I discussed today, including Super Coffee, will be in the show notes. You sign up to become an affiliate for my company. You get paid 10% commission. The minimum spend is $600. Now, I've increased it to no minimum, 20% commission, plus 20% off for your friends, family, and colleagues. So all you need to do is, again, head to everythingismessy.com, sign up to become an affiliate. You get a confirmation email with a code, and you can share it with all your friends and family and coworkers, and they get 20% off, and you get 20% commission, and they also get free shipping. This is huge, you guys. I've never done something as big as this, and I just feel like this is the year. Like, we finally have our Christmas back, like our holiday season back. Like, I just want to celebrate, and I want people to get on the passive income bandwagon. I'm an affiliate for a lot of companies, and when you get money deposited into your account every day, every week, every month, it's really, really nice. I'm just going to say that. So if you have been listening for a while, you follow me online, you believe in all my products, programs, services, and apparel and everything I just created, all you need to do is just share it. Share any links, share the website, share the products, and every single every single month you get paid out 20% commission on all of your sales. Now, I'm also running a contest, which is why you have to join my newsletter list. Again, everythingismessy.com. They go out every Wednesday usually. And during the holiday season, I do a couple extra newsletters because I'm doing a massive giveaway, a holiday giveaway for the top affiliate sales earner. So whoever sells the most product from my site will receive the massive giveaway, and I'll be announcing those in the newsletter today. So be sure you are signed up, and I'm just so excited. Like, the holidays are here. I'm doing more small business shout outs. If you have a small business that you would like me to share on the show, I'm doing two shows every single week. One is dedicated to small businesses, and all you need to do is just contact me. The link will be in the show notes, and we go from there. And thank you for listening to today's random episode. I just had to share this because it's like, I made a little reel today to promote this episode because on my Instagram, so head there. And like, people just don't understand this part of my life or understand why these things happen. It's just insane. So I'm going to start to share more of these stories on the podcast as well as document on my TikTok, because you're going to need the visual. So that's why I started doing that today on my Instagram, but it's definitely going to be on my TikTok for sure. I'm so behind on editing videos. It's not even funny. I have like 8 recipes I need to post, so I have to get that done before the weekend. So make sure we're connected on TikTok. And I just went grocery shopping, so I'm going to be doing more. So I need to get to my content creation. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns about this episode, if you just want to leave me a review saying like, I can't believe this shit always happens to you, please feel free to do so, because each and every Friday I'm giving away a signed copy of my book, Everything is Messy, to a lucky listener who leaves a review. So I just had to catch my breath because I've been talking a mile a minute. Anyway, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, wherever you're listening, screenshot, tag me, and you're in. That's it. Don't forget to visit drinksupercoffee.com, enter the code SUPERKELLY, link will be in the show notes, and then join my affiliate program, 20% commission for sharing links. It's seriously that simple. Anyway, have a wonderful Friday, weekend, wherever you're listening. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to Everything is Messy, the podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I would love to know. Just leave me a review on the app or website you're listening on. To learn more about myself, join the community, read my book, or shop the collection, visit everythingismessy.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up to receive my weekly newsletter so you get all my announcements first. For all the behind the scenes and day-to-day content, follow along on Instagram at Kellyanne Gorman Official and Everything is Messy Collection. Links are in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you would like to share, send me a message on everythingismessy.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. It truly means the world to me. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Everything is Messy is produced and syndicated under A Million Dreams Publishing. For more information on how you can launch your own book, podcast, or digital series, visit amilliondreamspublishing.com.